శ్రేష్టం మనమతి సతిపూజస్వరూపం రూపం దాశుగ్రాజం రూపురిం మాతురిం గోష్ఠవాతిం కృష్ణ రాధాకుందం గిరివరం మహోరారికమారవాసం ప్రప్తో యశ పతితా కృపాయా శిగురుం ధమ్నతోస్మి అజానులంబుతో భుజో కనకావదాతో సంకీర్తనైకపితరో కమలాయతాక్షో విశ్వంబరో ద్విజవరో యుగధర్మ పాలో వందే జగత్ప్రియకరో కరుణ అవతారో నాపిత చిరిం చిరాత్ కరుణ అవతీర్ణ కలో సమర్పయితం మనుజల రసం స్వభక్తి శ్రియం హరి పురత సుందర ద్యుతి కదంబ సందీపిత సదా హృదయ కందరే స్ఫురతు వా సచినందన ఉత్తమ అధమ కిచున బాచిర జాచియ ఢీలేక కోలా కాహి ప్రేమానంద ఏమన గౌరంగ హృదయ ధారియ బోలా భజ గౌరంగ కాహ గౌరంగ లాహ గౌరంగేర నామ రే భజ గౌరంగ కాహ గౌరంగ లాహ గౌరంగేర నామ రే చే జనా గౌరంగ బాజే సే హోయ అమర ప్రాణ రే చే జనా గౌరంగ బాజే సే హోయ అమర ప్రాణ రే Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yashaiva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya, Prima Vidana Pradama Pramartha, Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Risheyus Tat Priya Janaha Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabalava Pahima Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakavadarubhischa Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I'd like to ask everybody again, please come forward as much as you can. Ladies, you can also come on this carpet, something. Krishna Kum. Today is Vrindavanas Thakur's appearance or disappearance. Do you remember?
You have the paper.
We left it at home. And I also left my paper at home with all my notes on it, my class, my preparation. Anyway, I've got... So, this morning we want to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila, chapter 11, text number 89. I'll sing the verse, And you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Raghava Pandita Inhat Acharya Nandan Sriman Pandite Srikanta Narayana Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Raghava Pandita Inhat Acharya Nandan Sriman Pandita Srikanta Narayana Krishna. So Gopinath Acharya, in this verse, he's speaking to Maharaj Prataparudra and describing some of the different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, here is Raghava Pandit. Here is Acharya Nandan. There is Sriman Pandit. And here are Srikanta and Narayan. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, Narottam Das Thakur, honoring the personal associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is sung as follows. Gorangera Sangi Gane Nityasiddha Koryamani Sejai Brajenda Sutta Pash. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. I'll read that again. Please pay careful attention to this purport. It's very, very deep. He says some very astonishing things. One who is intelligent understands that all the personal associates and devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ever liberated. This means that because they are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they do not belong to this material world. That means all the personal associates and the devotees, because they're engaged, always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they don't belong to this material world. One who is engaged in the Lord's devotional service 24 hours daily and never forgets the Lord is called Nityasiddha. Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this statement, Iha yascha harer dashe kamana manasagira nikilash apavastasu jivan mukta suuchate. Quote, a person acting in the service of Krishna with body, mind, intelligence, and words is a liberated person, even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. So Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.2.187. End of quote. A devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. One who is Nityasiddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. Such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nityasiddha Koryamani. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nityasiddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nityasiddha and should not consider them conditioned. Mamcha yovya bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kolpate Bhagavad Gita 14.26. One who has transcended the material modes of nature is said to be on the Brahman platform. That is also the platform of Nityasiddha. The Nityasiddha not only stays in the Brahman platform, but also works on that platform. Simply by accepting the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nityasiddha, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada is here saying a very astonishing thing. Anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. Are any of the devotees here, do any of you preach sometimes? Distribute books, speak to people about Krishna? Raise your hand if you do. Only so few? You don't, Prabhuji, you don't, you're a Rupa Nuga? You're not also preaching? Yes, he's preaching. So I think many of you preaching, raise your hand. If you ever distribute a book, one time, you're preaching to somebody, Prabhuji. Must. Okay, so most of the devotees here. Now raise your hand, how many of you consider yourselves to be Nitya Siddhas? Maybe one, Rupa Nuga Prabhu. He's a Nitya Siddha, isn't he? Yes? So what does it mean? Nobody here, you don't agree with Srila Prabhupada? You're preaching, Prabhupada says, anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned. But you don't agree with Srila Prabhupada? Should we just write a letter, an email to the BBT and say maybe you should cut this part of the purport out? It's not correct. How do we understand this? Rupa Nuga, but what do you think it means?
Prabhupada says it's true, but still, personally, I don't feel qualified to think that.
Okay. Maybe Prabhupada's trying to flatter us, or he's trying to encourage us. We should think very deeply about this. How do we understand this? Srila Prabhupada also writes in his purport, an interesting thing. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kori Mani. Today is the disappearance day of one of the greatest devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the personality whom we consider to be the Vyasa avatar, the incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur said many things similar to this in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll sing one verse and you can chant in response. Hare Krishna. Adyapiha Chaitanya e Shabalila Kore Jakone Jahari Kore Drishti Adi Kare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Adya Piha Chaitanya e Shabalila Kore. Adya Piha means right now. It means right here. Adya Piha Chaitanya e Shabalila Kore. Right now, right here in this building. Shabalila Kore. All the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are going on. Jakone jahari kori, drishti adhikari. And someone who's very, very fortunate, he can see that. These are very difficult to understand statements. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had said something similar in his Gaudiya Bhashya, his commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat. Madhulila chapter 13, text 69. Prapanche Srinabhadvipi Dami Jagai Made Udara Lila Srimad Bhagavatari Purani Likita Purvakalir Ajamila Upakyanira Nyaya Kebala Shastriya Akinamatra Nahi Kimva Vyavaharika Jagate O Bhutakalira Ghatanamatra Nahi Parantu iha vartamana kale o Sri Chaitanya Lilaya dekite paoya jai. He says that he's speaking prapanche Sri Nabhadvipe, Nabhadvipe Dham Jagai Madai Udara Lila. Speaking about the pastime of Jagai Madai and their deliverance at Nabhadvipe Dham in this material world, he says it's not just some thing that you read about in the books. He said it's not just Lila Srimad Bhagavatari Purani Likita Purvakalir. It's not just some thing that you read in Shastra. It's not the same as Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatari Purani Likita, or the pastimes described in the Purana, such as Ajamil Upakanyarir Nyaya. Don't think like that. Nor is it some past incident, something which happened in the past 500 years ago. It's some history. There were two Brahmins named Jagai and Madai, and they were both Badmas, big rascals. And they did so many very bad things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. Very interesting historical thing. It's not history. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, rather, such activities, bhutakalera gatanamatra nahi, parastu iha bartamana kale. Bartaman means now. Bartamana kale, o Sri Chaitanya Lilaya dekite payujai. These pastimes are going on even right now. This is a very deep, esoteric subject matter. How do we understand this? The Gaura Leela is going on right now. I don't know, maybe you're not interested in this. Maybe this is not very relevant to you. I don't know. Raise your hand. Is there anybody here who would like to enter into Gaura Leela, like to see Gaura Leela today? Is anybody would like that? Well, maybe it is relevant then. We should think deeply about it. Is it just some poetic saying? Is it just something, maybe they wrote some philosophical thing which doesn't really mean anything, it's not really true? Do we have faith in it? What does it mean? My dear devotees, today we'd like to speak something about how Gaura Leela is going on today. And how the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, present here today, are Nitya Siddha. How do we understand this? Very interesting subject matter. There are many different stories and examples we can cite in this regard. Once, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was present at the Chaitanya Mutt in Mayapur. It was about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And one of the devotees, suddenly he was sleeping, and he heard someone shouting and screaming, all kinds of noise going on. And he woke up, what's going on? And he came out, and he saw Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. His Guru Maharaj was there. But something had happened. His Guru Maharaj was mad. He was shouting, did you see? Did you see? And he told us, did you see there? Did you see? So many other devotees started waking up. There! Now, you see them? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they're dancing. And there's Advaita Acharya, there's Srivas, there's Gadadhar. Do you see them? The devotee said, no, Guru Maharaj. One devotee he saw, though. On another occasion, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was walking in the same area in Mayapur one morning, and there was some dead dog or something next to the road. It smelled very bad. And as the devotees were going past, they were holding their nose. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta stopped. And he said, you don't see this dham. All that you perceive is a bad smell. You don't see that Gaura Leela is going on right now. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are present here and they're dancing. Similarly, Narottam Das Thakur at the festival in Kulina Gram, he began doing kirtan shortly after the disappearance of many of the associates of Mahaprabhu. And the kirtan was so powerful. All the devotees there, suddenly they saw Lord Nityananda. They saw Mahaprabhu dancing. They saw Haridas Thakur running behind him, shouting, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. They saw Advaitacharya dancing, and Gadadhar Pandit, and Srivas, and Mukunda, and Murari, and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone there saw it. And this went on for, I don't know, for like a half an hour or something in that kirtan. They saw Gaura Leela going on right then. This is an interesting thing. There's another story. There was one devotee who was living maybe 200 years after the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Narahari Chakravarti. His birth name was Ghanisham Das. And this story was written by one of his disciples, the story I'm about to tell you. It's a very rare story. You may have heard of a Bengali book called Narottam Vilas, which was written by Narahari Chakravarti. Narahari was a great poet and a great historian of our movement. He's most famous for his book, Bhakti Ratnakara. But he also wrote Narottam Vilas. And one of his disciples made an appendix of that book called Narahariya Vishesha Parichoy, or an appendix of special topics about the author, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. His name was Ananda Narayan Maitra Bhagavat Bhushan. And he told the story of Narahari Chakravarti, very interesting, and how Narahari Chakravarti's father, his name was Jagannath Chakravarti. He was a direct disciple of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, great acharya in our line. And Narahari never got to meet Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Just like, out of all the devotees here, raise your hand. Have any of you, did any of you get to meet Srila Prabhupada? Were any of you present when Prabhupada came to South Africa? Anyone? Does anybody here ever feel sad about that? I mean, probably most of you were all of you practically, except for a few younger ones, were alive at that time. You could have met Prabhupada. I was growing up in Colorado Springs, Colorado, when Prabhupada came to Denver. We used to go to Denver sometimes. Maybe I might have even been driving in a car down the street when Prabhupada was there. I don't know. I joined in the Los Angeles Temple a few years after Prabhupada left. And we used to go and chant Jap in Prabhupada's room. We used to go and walk in Cheviot Hills Park, where Prabhupada used to walk every day. We used to go to Venice Beach and walk where Prabhupada was. And we'd hear from all these devotees. Everyone would start crying. I remember Prabhupada. And I used to think, man, what did I do? How did I miss out on this? I could have been there. So Narahari Chakravarti was feeling like that. He was always hearing from his father about the glories of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And one day, he began crying. My life is useless. Why have I taken birth like this? Why couldn't I have seen Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Why couldn't I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates? Why couldn't I have seen Vrindavan Das Thakur? And he began crying, Oh Nate, hey Vishwambar, Oh Patipavan, Oh Nityananda Prabhu, Oh Advaita, Oh Gadadhar. Ha ha, Gadadhar Prabhu, where have all of you gone? What have I done? What time have I taken birth? Everything is dark. I'm such a fallen wretch. Why have I been so misfortunate? Why have I taken in such a birth that I haven't seen? Shamananda Prabhu, Ramachandra Kaviraj, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite. Hey Nanda Suno Kuto. Shri Govardhana Kopa Pada Patale. Kalindivani Kuto. Goshanda Viti Savato Brajapure. Kedar Mahavivalo. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. This is the mood of the six Goswamis. They were madmen. They were wandering about here and there. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite Nandasuno Kuto. Hey Radhe, where are you? Hey Krishna. They were searching everywhere. Where is Lalita? Where is Vishakha? This is the mood of our sampradaya. And this way, Narahari Chakravarti began to cry and cry. Hey Rupa Sanatan, hey Gopal Bhatta, hey Das Raghunath, where are all of you? How have I renounced you? How have I taken birth in such a time that I can't see you? At that time, Narahari Chakravarti was by the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan. Have any of you been to the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan? Raise your hand. He started crying and crying, and he fell onto the ground, and he started rolling and crying and crying, and he was rolling and rolling, and he rolled all the way to the temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev. You've been to the Gopeshwar Mahadev? It's quite a distance from Govindaji temple. It takes, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes to walk there. And he rolled on the ground, just crying and crying there. All the Brijbasi Vaishnavas, seeing his situation, they all came there and they started calling out, Ha, Goranga, Ha, Nityananda. At that time, all the Astasatvikara Bhavs, all the different eight symptoms of ecstasy manifested in the body of Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. And he fell unconscious. And all the Brijbasis gathered around him with loving concern. And what happened then to Narahari? Suddenly, everything disappeared. And suddenly he saw Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Maybe that day will come. When we're genuinely feeling separation from Srila Prabhupada and feeling very, very unfortunate that we never got his association, and maybe that day will come when you begin crying and you fall unconscious and Srila Prabhupada then comes to you. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur came to Narahari Chakravarti and said, my dear boy, Narahari, why are you lamenting? Why are you crying? What's wrong? Look, don't you see? Right there? It's the son of Mother Sachi. Lord Gaurasundara, you don't see him there dancing? And Narahari looked. And there was the most beautiful Lord Gaurasundara dancing in kirtan. And he said, right next to him, you see, there's Nityananda. There's Advaita. Gadadhar, Srivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit, Ramachandra Kaviraj, all of them are there dancing in Sankirtan. And there's your Guru Maharaj, Nrisimha Chakravarti, dancing by the left side of the Lord. And then Vishwanath gave a chamara to Narahari. And Narahari began crying and crying. Narahari Adi Kori Chamara Dulaya. And he began fanning Garanga Mahaprabhu with that chamara. And tears began gushing from his eyes, and all of his clothing became soaking wet from his tears. Lord Nityananda noticed, and he started laughing. And he pointed at Narahari Chakravarti, and he asked Vishwanath, where did you find him? Who is he? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur took the hand of Nrisingha Chakravarti and said, my Lord, he's a servant of this servant of yours. Thus, he's your humble servant. Lord Nityananda said, oh, he's in Ramachandra Kaviraj's group. He said, this Narahari, he's a fountain of prema. He should be punished. And saying that, he grabbed a hold of Narahari Chakravarti and bah! He threw him down on the ground so that Narahari grabbed the lotus feet of Garanga Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda threw him at the feet of Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up Narahari and he gave him to Advaitacharya. Here, you take him. And Advaita said, I'm no one. You should go to Gadadhar Pandit. And he gave him to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit said, stop harassing me and making jokes. You should roll on the feet, roll on the ground at the feet of Srivas Thakur. And he gave him to Srivas. And then Srivas said, hey, Rupa Sanatan, you're distributing Prem Bhakti to everyone. You take him. And he gave him to Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. Rupa and Sanatan gave him to Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta gave him to Jiva Goswami, who gave him to Srinivas Acharya, who gave him to Ramachandra Kaviraj, who passed him down in the parampara until finally they gave him to his own Guru Maharaj, Nrisingha Chakravarti. And then Nrisingha Chakravarti took Narahari by the hand and brought him to Lord Nityananda. This is my disciple. You take him. And then Lord Nityananda said, oh, now I'm really happy. He said, I won't even look at the face of someone who's averse to their own guru. Such an envious person stays far, far away from our association. Such a rascal will never get the feet of my Prabhu. Anyone who disrespects his guru is a demon. And I'll reject him. And then Lord Nityananda said, now he really deserves punishment. And he grabbed Narahari Chakravarti by the hair and took his head and he shoved his head. He put his head on the feet again of Garanga Mahaprabhu. And he said, my Lord, he's yours. He belongs to you. At that time, Narahari Chakravarti, he was crying and crying. Would this be nice? Would you like this to happen to you, Prabhuji? Could you imagine? And then Garanga Mahaprabhu, he said, hey, Narahari, tell me, what do you see now? And Narahari couldn't say anything. He just started crying and crying. And then everything disappeared. Garanga Mahaprabhu disappeared, and Nityananda and Advaita and Srivas and Rupa Sanatan and Ramachandra Kaviraj, and all the devotees disappeared. And suddenly, he saw Vamsivat, which is right next to the temple of Gopishwara Mahadev. And he saw an extremely effulgent Kalikadamba tree. And under that Kalikadamba tree, there was a throne. And seated on that throne were the most beautiful boy and girl that he'd ever seen. He saw the divine couple, Shishi Radhasham Sundar. Sitting on that throne, he saw all surrounding him were various gopis and peacocks and cows. And he saw the Vrindavan forest. Was a good day for Narahari Chakravarti. And he saw that Krishna was speaking to Srimati Radharani. Krishna was on his knees and he was praying to Radharani. A very amazing vision. And Krishna was telling her, oh Vrindavan Rani, oh Queen of Vrindavan, please be kind to me. I want your bhav. I want the love that you have. Please give this to me. If you give this to me, then me and my devotees will start dancing in ecstasy of prema, and I'll roll on the ground in ecstasy. When Srimati Radharani heard this, she became very restless, and she grabbed Krishna's hand and she firmly held it in her lap, and she said, "Hey Prananath, Lord of my life, what do you want with the bhav of this miserable lady? What wonderful thing could you possibly find in such feverish emotions as mine?" She said, "You don't understand. They call me Pagalini Radha, a mad woman. If I can't see you even for 1 minute, it's like a thunderbolt hits me on the head." At that time, I become stunned. And I just stand looking at the path where you went with my girlfriends. I just stand with my girlfriends looking at that path. If I see your lotus face, then my heart is fulfilled. But if even for one moment, I can't see it. And she said, only Lalita understands what happens then. And then Lalita, she said, "Oh, Kalachan Krishna." Radharani's eyes are just like wag-tailed birds which move about. And you're eternally mystified and captured by the playful movements of her eyes. What can I say about Radharani's bhav? That person who says that Radharani's bhav can be described in words, what can I say about such a fool? They're trying to describe an ocean by the water held in the footprint of a calf. All that I can say, Krishna, is that whenever you're absent, I'm the one who somehow or other has to take care of Radharani. When Shama Roy, Krishna, heard this, he smiled and he said, "Hey, Lalita, you be merciful to me. You give Radha Bhav to me. I have this debt. I'm a Rini. I'm a debtor." Napariyeham nidavadyasam yujam swasadhu krityam vibhudaya sapiva yamabhajam dujaya geha shringalai samvichaya tad vipratiyatu saduna. Krishna told the gopis in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam at the Ras Lila, "I'm a Rini, I'm your debtor. I owe you. I don't know how to reciprocate with you." Krishna was feeling so much anxiety. "I have to fulfill my debt. Lalita, you help me. I have this debt to Radharani." Lalita said, "The two of you are the reservoir of all rasa. You know each other. Only you can understand your own statements." At that time, Premamoyi Radha cut hold of Krishna's other hand. And she said, "Hey, Hari, listen. What will happen to you if you take my bhav? You want my prema, you want my ecstasy, but I'll tell you what will happen. If you have my bhav, then you'll start rolling on the ground in ecstasy. But your body is so soft. Your body is like soft butter. If you just barely touch your body, some imprint comes. So listen." She said, "When you take my bhav, let me cover your body. And then when you roll on the ground, at that time my body will hold onto your body and your body will be able to tolerate that thing." And Shama Sundar told her, "See, hey Praneshri Radhe, by doing this, I'll freely distribute the sweetness of the nectar of our mutual prema even to the most sinful persons." And then at that time, Narahari Chakravarti is watching all of this. It's much better than television. He's watching all this. And then suddenly something happened. And he saw Radha and Krishna become one as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then again he saw Navadvip Leela and all the same devotees were there. And at that time, Narahari Chakravarti regained a little external consciousness. All the devotees were gathered around him there in Vrindavan by the side of the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple, looking at the body of Narahari Chakravarti laying there unconscious. His body's trembling in ecstasy. And then suddenly, Narahari jumped up. He began screaming and crying, and tears are coming out. And then all the devotees in Vrindavan became very ecstatic. Finally, Krishna Prem has returned to Vrindavan. Krishna Prem has returned. Gaura Leela is going on right now. For Narahari Chakravarti, for Narottam Das Thakur, and other devotees, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and others, who may have seemingly appeared many, many years after Mahaprabhu, they're seeing Gaura Leela now. Because Gaura Leela is not just some historical subject matter. It's not just about Jagaya Madai 500 years ago, but Adya Piha Chaitanya E Shabalila Kori. It's going on right now. Jakone Jahari Kori Dristi Adhikari. And those personalities who are very, very fortunate, they can see it even now. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written a very wonderful article called The Associates of Sri Chaitanya. He writes in there, he says, the appearance of Godhead in this world implies the co-appearance of all His divine paraphernalia. Whenever the Lord appears, it also implies, it means, all of His paraphernalia comes. Godhead must not be conceived as in any way separable from His entourage. Don't think that Krishna is ever separate from His devotees. Godhead, shorn, separated from any of His paraphernalia, is a delusion. In the same way, the appearance of divine paraphernalia involves the appearance of the divinity. The two are distinct yet inseparable forms of the One Supreme. Sri Chaitanya is a divine personality Himself. His associates share His divine nature. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is an extended subject. All the six divine forms have to be worshipped if it's the intention to worship Sri Chaitanya. Who are the six divine forms? Can someone say? You don't know? How can you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that all six divine forms have to be worshipped if it's the intention to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So who are those six forms? Prabhuji, do you know? Are you a devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? You don't know? Nobody here knows? What is the first verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Does anybody know that? Vande Guruni Shabhaktam Ishami Shavatarakam Taprakasham Sachakchakti Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. We know five features, right? We know five features. Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Panchatatva Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. So this is five. Adi is a sixth. Adi Vande Gurun. The sixth one is my Gurudev. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, the Guru is one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya. It's necessary to receive initiation from Him. It's also necessary to be instructed by Him. He says, the Guru is the embodiment of the manifestation of the divinity to the pure receptive spiritual essence of the disciple. I'll translate that. The guru is the embodiment of your sincerity. According to the degree of your sincerity, the degree that you're crying out for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for Krishna, Krishna will appear as guru. And if you're not crying, if you don't care, it's just some religious thing. I go because my parents make me go. I go because that's where all my friends are at and I want to feel good about myself and it's something religious. That's okay. You'll get guru like that. But that's not the mood of Narahari Chakravarti. That's not the mood of the devotees in our line. He says the cognitive faculty of the individual soul can have no ground to stand upon unless the divinity himself condescends to be the legs as well as the ground on which he is to stand to function at all. I'll translate that a little. The cognitive faculty, our ability to perceive the absolute, we have no ability to do that unless the Lord himself agrees to become our legs as well as the ground. He says, this function of the divinity is performed by the guru. He says the individual soul is a separable constituent of the guru. Don't think the devotee is separate from guru. At the same time, in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says a devotee should not think himself as non-different from his Gurudev. There's a difference. It's a beta-beta, a chintya beta-beta. There's non-different. They're one and the same in one sense, but also different in another sense. They're one in the sense by mercy. He says it is only when he happens to be associated by his own free choice with the guru in a completely dependent manner that he can be on the plane of the guru's service of the divinity. It means that we can enter into Gaura Lila with our Gurudev. Narahari Chakravarti, he entered into Gaura Lila. And he was accepted by the associates of Mahaprabhu. And he was passed down by everyone to each devotee in the cyclic succession. And then given back to his Gurudev, Narahari Chakravarti. And then Narahari took him back to Lord Nityananda. And then Nityananda said, yes, now I'm pleased. Because I'll never accept someone without their guru. I'll never accept someone who doesn't have faith in their Gurudev. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes Bhakti Kripa Kore Na Prabhu Etina Swarupe Sakshat Abhisha Ara Avirbhava Rupe Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Bhakti Kripa Korina Prabhu Etina Swarup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in three different ways. Sakshat Avesha Ar Avirbhav Rup. He appears Sakshat directly, just as Narahari Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, although they were separated historically from the Lord's pastimes by hundreds of years, they directly saw Sakshat the Lord. And the associates of the devotees, they see Avirbhav, sometimes the Lord appears, and Avesh, the Lord appears in the devotee, and he empowers the devotee. This is a very important subject matter, and this is what Srila Prabhupada is speaking about in our purport today. He said that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them as conditioned. There's a very nice song that we oftentimes sing by called Vaishnav Vandana by the devotee Devaki Nandan Das, and he describes in them Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dare Jane Jane Eveda Purani Guna Gaya Jeva Sunya. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Brahmande Tarite Shakti Dare Jane Jane. All the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have the ability to deliver a universe. Raise your hand. How many of you here feel that you can deliver a universe? Maybe that's a little difficult, huh? How about half a universe? How about one planet? Okay, just one, Prabhuji. You can deliver one planet? No, not. Then how about just one continent, just Africa? Anybody here, Prabhuji? Yes? You can deliver one continent, just this app is a small, it's like nothing in comparison to the universe. Just this one tiny continent.
If I'm empowered by my Guru Maharaj.
We may question, do I have the ability to deliver even one city, or even one city block, or even one person? But he says, Eveda Purani Gunagaya Jebasuni, that all the Vedas and the Puranas, they're telling like this. He said, it's not me. I'm not just saying this. The Narada Pancharatra describes Mantra Grahana Matrena Nadanarayan Atmakaha Punati Lila Matrena Purushan and Satam Satam. As soon as someone receives Krishna Mantra, they become situated on the same platform as Lord Narayan, and they very easily deliver 100 generations of their family. As soon as you get initiated, 100 generations of your family are delivered. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kore Atma Samarpan Sei Kale Krishna Tare Kore Atma Sambalo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Diksha Kale Bhakta Kore Atma Samarpan. As soon as you get initiated and you surrender to Krishna, minor detail. Atsei kali Krishna tari kori atmasam. Krishna considers you non-different from himself. Such a powerful thing. Just by getting initiation, just by receiving mantra. Narada Pancharatra also describes Krishna mantra pasakanam sadyo darshana matrataha. Shatra janmar jitat papam uchite nata sangsayaha. Just by seeing a devotee who's always chanting the name of Krishna. All of you are always chanting the name of Krishna. I see you with your bead bags and the kirtan. You're always chanting Krishna's name. It's just someone who sees you. All the sinful reactions of that person have been accumulated for 100 lifetimes, satta janmarjita papam, all their pap, muchate nata sansaya. All that pap goes away just by seeing such a devotee. Nata sansayaha. There's no doubt of this. Vaishnavad darshanai naiva sparsanena chaparvati sadhyaputam jalam vahir jagatputa samiranaha. Just by seeing or touching a Vaishnav, water, fire, air, and the entire world become purified. Darshanam Vaishnavanam cha deva vanchanti nityasaha na Vaishnavat para puto visveshu nikikeshu cha. The demigods constantly desire to have association with Vaishnavas. As such, it can only be concluded that there's nothing more sanctified within the universe than the Vaishnavas. How can we deliver a universe? How can you deliver Africa? How can you deliver just this one little tiny town, which is like less than a speck of dust in this universe? Very, very easily. By chanting the holy names of the Lord. By serving our Gurudev. Prabhuji was nicely saying, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's commented on this verse in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Janma janma toma paila mora sange toma sabhara bhitti eude kide mora ranga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu told the devotees at Srivas Thakur's home, you have my association birth after birth. And he said, even all your servants will see my pastimes. In his Gaudiya Bhashya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta comments, when the Lord performs his pastimes in this world, his associates come with him and engage in his service. Persons who are counted as servants of those associates also receive the opportunity to realize those pastimes of the Lord. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the most munificent, most merciful form of the Lord. He's Adbhuta Karunya, wonderfully merciful. Adbhuta Vadanya, wonderfully munificent. And Adbhuta Odarja, wonderfully magnanimous. He's Mahavadanyaya Avatar. He's more munificent than Krishna himself. In all the history of the universe, there's never been a more merciful incarnation of the Lord than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was his mood and distribution of Krishna Prem? Uttama adama ki chuna bachila jachiya dileka kola kahe premananda emona goranga ridoya dariya bola Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Uttama adama kichuna bachira. He doesn't care. He doesn't see who's elevated, who's fallen. Uttama adama kichuna bachira jachiya dileka ko. He embraces everyone. And he's so merciful. It's said by Kaviraj Goswami, Patra patra vichar nahi nahi stana stan Jehi jana payatan hai kore prema dhan hai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Patra patra vichar nahi. He didn't consider who's a proper candidate, who's not a proper candidate. Is anybody here a proper candidate? Raise your hand. Who here is qualified to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Aside from Rupa Nuga Prabhu. Is there anybody else who's qualified to get that mercy? We're very fortunate. Patra patra vichar nahi, nahi stani stan. He doesn't consider who's a proper candidate. He doesn't consider what is a proper place. And therefore, the devotee, Devaki Nandan Das, he offers prayers. Jai Desi Baise Gaurangera Gan Urdhva Bahu Kori Mandon Sabara Charan. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Jai Desi Baise Gaurangera Gan Urdhva Bahu Kori Mandon Sabara Charan. I offer my obeisances to all the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all the places where they're at. The devotees in Mayapur, the devotees in Vrindavan, the devotees in Africa, the devotees in China, all the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Urdhva Bahu Kori Vandam, with my hands in the air. I state this very emphatically. Hoi chena hoi bena prabhu jata das sabara charana vandon dante kore das bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hoi chena means in the past. I offer my pranams to all the devotees of Mahaprabhu in the past, like Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya and others. Hoya Chena, Hoya Bena. All the devotees in the future of Mahaprabhu, we offer obeisances to. There's another meaning also. Hoya Chena means all those persons who used to be devotees. They moved into the temple and they chanted for 2 weeks, 6 months, maybe they got initiated, and then they fell down in Maya and they went away. But Devaki Nandan Das says, don't think they're an ordinary person. He says, Sabara Charanavandon Dante Korigas was straw in my teeth. I offer my pranams to all of them. They used to be devotees. What a great personality. He was a devotee once upon a time. And Hoy Bena, I offer my obeisances to all the persons who are not devotees yet. Who is that? That means everybody. Hoy Chena, Hoy Bena, Prabhujata Das Sabara, Charanavandon Dante Korigas. This is Gauralila. Gauralila is going on right now. He's so merciful. Krishna wasn't so merciful. Nisringadeva wasn't so merciful. Matsyakarma Varaha, they weren't so merciful. They liberated a few persons at the time. Krishna liberated many more. Ramachandra liberated everyone in Ayodhya. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was liberating everyone in the universe, and it's still going on today. It's going on right now. When we come in contact with Krishna's devotees in parampara, with the servant of the servant of the servant, many times removed, dasa dasa anudasaha, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, we're associating with them. And it's described by Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Krishna Lila Stava. He says that Rupa Namashrita Vishta, that when you chant Hare Krishna, something happens to you. Prabhanu Prabhu doesn't tell you about this. He just says, yes, come, eat, drink, be happy. Come, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He doesn't tell you what's going to happen to you when you start chanting Hare Krishna. You become a madman, like Narahari Chakravarti. You start rolling on the ground and crying, and then your mother will be very, very unhappy. My son, he joined those Hare Krishna people and he became mad. But we want that kind of madness. Rupa Nama Srita Vishta, Sanatana Goswami says, when you see the deity of Jagannath, something happens to you. Avishta, something enters into your body. Rupa, that form, and Nam, Avishta. When you chant Krishna's name, it enters into your body. In the Brahma Vivarta Purana, it said, Anye samjabajad gyanam sutva shastram satam mukat samurti manti shastrani bhave santas charantihi. That when we hear shastra from the mouths of devotees, then the devotees in this world, they become samurti manti shastrani. They become like shastra personified. Shastra enters into them. This is Gauralila. It's going on today. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so very, very merciful. We have such an amazing opportunity. For those devotees who are taking shelter of Sri Guru, for those devotees who have gotten that mantra, easily 100 generations of their family are delivered. But more than that, that mantra enters into your body. And then, when you, on behalf of your Gurudev, you begin to move about and trying to spread this movement, you're a Nitya Siddha. You may not consider yourself like that. You may not consider that you can deliver a universe. You may not even think you can deliver half a universe. But you can deliver many universes, because that holy name is within you. Because Gauralila is acting through you. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says that anyone is Nitya Siddha who is broadcasting the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the opportunity that we're getting in this movement. You're entering into Gauralila even right now. Even though we can't see it, Jakwane Jahadi Kori Drishti Adhikari, we're not so fortunate, but we should have faith in it. Gaura Leela is going on right now. Adya Piha Chaitanya E Shabba Leela Kori. Right this very minute, right in this very place, wherever the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come together and they chant Hare Krishna and they worship the deity, Gaura Leela is going on right now. And those devotees are Nitya Siddha. They've already entered into Gaura Leela because this is Gaura Leela. These are his pastimes right now. We can't see them. We can't see Mahaprabhu and Nityananda dancing. But that day may come. And by very great fortune, by the mercy of our Gurudev, that we may actually see that thing. Like Narahari Chakravarti, like Narottam Das Thakur, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and so many other devotees. So, my dear devotees, you're all very, very special. I'm so happy today I got the association of so many Nitya Siddha devotees. I got the association of so many devotees who can deliver a universe. We should appreciate devotees. By Shastra, Eveda Purani Guna Gaya Jebasuni. Devaki Nandan Das says, I'm not saying this. It's not my idea, but this is what Shastra says. Just by seeing a devotee who's chanting, just by taking initiation in Krishna Nam, such personalities, such an amazing movement. Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Binda Ki, Gaura Premanande, Vancha Kalpataruvischa Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So, anybody has any questions or comments? Anybody's ready to go out and deliver a universe? We can't do it, but on behalf of our Gurudev, let me do it. We see here in South Africa, it's an amazing thing. We got on the plane in Mumbai. Even before we got on the plane, some fellow came up to us and he said, hey, do you know, he says, excuse me, Prabhu Hari Bol. I said, oh, Hare Krishna. He said, yeah, I know you Hare Krishna people. I'm friends with that fellow, what's his name, Parthasarathy. I said, oh, you know Parthasarathy? Yes. He said, I go to that temple sometimes in Durban. Wow, that's really far out. Very nice. We're talking to him for a few minutes. Then we get on the plane. There's a lady sitting right next. She says, Hare Bol Prabhu. Where are you going? I sometimes go to the Durban temple. I was amazed. So many people are finding out about Krishna consciousness in Africa. Srila Prabhupada came here, but how many people were affected directly by Srila Prabhupada? Just a handful. Maybe a few dozen, maybe a few hundred at the most directly had association with Prabhupada. But now there's tens of thousands, I think there must be millions of people who come in contact with this movement and who are chanting and doing things. And it's because of you. Because of Parthasarathy Maharaj, because of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj and Bhakti Charu Maharaj and all the wonderful disciples of Srila Prabhupada have done so much here. So this is Gaura Leela going on today. And you're also taking part in it. That's a wonderful thing. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. So we have a small announcement also. We have a free email magazine. And if you'd like to sign up for this, it comes every Ekadasi. It's called Krishna Katamrita Bindu. Comes twice a month. We've been doing it for almost 15 years. We have nearly 10,000 subscribers. And every issue has new translations and stories and wonderful things from Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. So if you'd like to sign up for that, then you can come and see this lovely lady here, Krishna Kundasi. And you can write your email address down there. And you can sign up. Okay. Why don't you say something?
And if anybody happens to speak a little Hindi, there is a magazine about Mahaprabhu crying, Krishna crying for himself. So you can also have a look at this.